Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
Yes, it pays to have good credit.
You would always want to be on the side of having good credit.
Do you think it pays to have good credit?
Welcome to the It Pays to Have Good Credit podcast, where we talk about credit scores, business, finances, and take calls to answer all questions related to those topics. To call in, call 225-243-9700 and press option 1 to join in. All right, let's talk about collection accounts real quick. Being in the credit repair industry for a few years, I almost disagree with a lot of things that I hear in relates to charge-off accounts that people did not pay back, which they signed a legal contract that they agree and they will pay back debt that's owed, you know, based on these certain terms. Now, there has been a huge thing in the credit repair world where you hear a lot of these so-called credit specialists on, you know, on the internet, social media platforms, Instagram, TikTok. They're like, oh, you have a collection account. Do not pay it. That's the dumbest thing ever. I like to almost separate myself away from that, group of people. I kind of have mixed opinions on paying back things that you owe, because yes, I am in the credit repair industry. I own Sturgis Credit Repair, which is a, you know, great credit repair company to work with as far as getting help with improving your credit scores. But like I said, I separate myself from that group of so-called credit people in the industry that not really give false information, but kind of give out information where it can later get the client in trouble, in legal trouble. So here's the thing with paying collection accounts. Let's break it down. One, you go to a bank, you apply for a credit card, or you apply for a loan, you buy a car, or you get a credit card, personal loan, whatever type of financing account this is, okay? And you make payments on it, or even if you don't make payments on it, whatever happens, let's say if something happened bad financially and you cannot pay back this debt, well, guess what's going to happen? The bank is going to close that account and they're going to charge it off, which means, hey, look, they may just write this off as a loss and give your information to a debt collector. Now, here's how this works, okay? You have two things when it comes to debt collecting. You have a debt buyer and you have a debt collector. Okay, a debt buyer is actually buying the debt from the original creditor, and they can sue you as well, as you know, just like if the original creditor took action within the state limitations of everything. The original creditor actually has the right to sue you in small claims court for not paying back a debt that you owe. You know, you signed a contract on it. So you can potentially get your wages garnished and serve papers by your local law enforcement department to go to court, and you're gonna have a judgment. You know, it is what it is, and that's a public record. So You have two things with debt collection. As I was just saying, a debt buyer can buy the debt, and then a debt collector is when the original creditor hires them to pretty much blow up your phone, send you messages, emails, call you, letters, just everything attempting to collect the debt. Okay, so I feel like I just said a lot within the last 2 minutes here. So let's slow down a little bit. Okay, you apply for something, which means you're liable for repaying that debt. Okay, it's yours. You signed for it. You face financial hardships and you can no longer repay this debt. Okay. Legally, within a certain time frame, that creditor in every state is different. So I'm not even going to say a number out there. You know, usually it's 3 years, or, you know, some states are 5 years, but it's your job to do your own research. You know, I'm all about, you know, people watching these videos on YouTube and listening to all these different podcast shows and things like that. And I always talk about how people take other people's word and then the information is wrong. So I'm telling you now, you're watching or listening to this, do not listen to me, because some states are 3 years, some states are five, some states are 8 or 10. So and that's the time frame that the creditor legally has to sue you in court for this debt if they wish to. So if you are listening or watching, go to Google right now and just search how many years in such and such state can a creditor sue me for a unpaid debt. So that's based on you. You know, I don't know what state you're in, so you do your own research. But yeah, if you go through financial hardships and you don't pay back a loan, okay, well, the loan company, they're going to make a smart financial decision. They see that they're not getting this money back from you for whatever reason. So they're going to write it off as a loss, and, you know, they can save that way. But if they wanted to take action, let's say if the loss is too much to cover, well, you know, legally within a certain amount of years, they can sue you for this debt. Okay. Let's say if it's been past the amount of years that they can legally sue you, or they just did not choose to sue you in court, which, like I said, I'm not trying to scare anyone. Out of all debt collection accounts, there's maybe a handful of people, handful of people that actually may get sued for a unpaid debt. So this isn't for everyone, but it could happen. But let's just say if it is past the time that they can legally sue you, well, they're going to bid off your information to all of these debt collection companies, which are pretty much going to blow your phone up and pretty much force you to pay this debt. And if they can talk you into paying it, which has already been charged off and the original creditor cannot sue you for it, this is where things kind of get twisty, you know, because look, this debt collection company is now reporting to your credit report. So a lot of people are like, well, if you pay a debt collector, it's not going to remove the account from your credit report. Okay. Now, I'm only speaking on debt collection, not debt buyers like Midland Funding, LVNV Funding, I think that's their name, Portfolio Recovery Services, or I believe that's their name as well. But these are big debt buyers and they sue people all the time because people assume they're just a debt collector and, you know, they don't have to pay it. And guess what? They can sue you. They bought the debt. They're a debt buyer. So be careful with that. But what I'm getting at, going back to debt collection, these are just companies attempting to collect the debt. They can't sue you. They're just reporting it to your credit. And yeah, if you pay them, 9 times out of 10, it will not get removed from your credit report. So some people are like, oh, well, if it's not going to help your credit, screw it. You know, don't pay that. So here's my opinion on things. Okay. If you do not pay it, what could happen? One, if they're a debt buyer, they can sue you. Okay. Within a certain amount of years, depending on your state, when it comes to legal actions taken on debt. Okay. Two, if it's a debt collector, you know, if you pay them, the balance is just going to update to zero. It's going to still be on your credit report. Okay. Three, if you don't pay them, then that balance is still in your credit report, as well as the account is still in your credit report. If you don't go through the credit repair process, because the credit repair process, the only purpose of that is to remove that account history from reporting to your credit report. And then you have option four. You can work with a debt collector or a debt buyer to see if you can do what you call a pay for deletion agreement, not debt. So pretty much you're agreeing to pay the debt in exchange for them to remove the debt from your credit report, as well as the account history from your credit report. Because usually if you just pay the debt, your account still reports as a pay collection, but that doesn't help your credit. So that's where a lot of people are like, oh, well, it's not going to help you, don't pay it, blah, blah, blah. So really you need to make the right decision for you, because what happened is a lot of people have debt buyers on their credit reports, and a lot of people listen to, oh, don't pay a debt collector, and they don't pay it. The next thing you know, knock, 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 someone's knocking on your door. It's a police officer, and you're getting served papers to go to your local courthouse to, I guess, try and pay this amount. Or if you don't have the money and just simply do not show up, you now have a judgment against you, which is just even worse. So that's my opinion on if you should pay a debt collector, debt buyer, whatever. You should always do your research. If you have a debt collector or a debt collection, even a debt buyer, whatever the case is, if something is closed and is getting charged off in your credit, or it has been charged off, you need to take these steps. Number one, okay, research in your state how long does a creditor has to sue you for a unpaid debt. Okay, if it's within that time frame, that many years, you need to pay it. Don't play around with that. Just pay it and worry about your credit later. Yes, paying it, it will still report to your credit as a charge off, but it's better to have your credit affected than having a judgment against you and your wages getting garnished. So one, check out how long it has been and how many years in your state can a bank legally sue you for a unpaid debt. Okay. Number two, if the amount of years that they can sue you has passed and you don't have to worry about getting sued, then two, what you should do next is, I would, before even credit repair, let's say if it's a smaller collection account now, okay, I would attempt to request a pay for deletion. You know, contact the debt buyer, contact the debt collector, if it's under like $500 or so, or well, let's just say under $1,000, okay? If it's under $1,000, contact the debt collection company or the debt buyer company and say, hey, look, if I pay this, can we work out something to where you can promise to delete it? You know, contact the credit bureaus and say you got the wrong person, or the account has the wrong information, make them delete it. They're going to do two things, say yes or say no. Okay. If they say no, and it has been past the point where they can legally sue you for a debt, you still can make a decision like, hey, you know, you have to decide if this is smart for you. You know, if it's not, then don't pay it, because it still won't remove the item from your credit report. So that's only if you can't be sued for a unpaid debt. Okay. If they say they won't remove it and it's past the point where you can legally be sued for this, then you can try the credit repair process to remove that item from your credit report without paying it. So you have a few options there. So like I said, first step, check out your state laws about how long a creditor, bank, whatever, how many years they have to sue you for a debt. See, has it been that long? If it's been past that, you know, go to the next step. If it hasn't been past that amount of years, you are in hot water and you need to just pay it before you mess up and get a judgment against your credit. Okay. If it's been past the 3 years, 5 years, 8 years, 10 years, however many years it is in your state, after you do your research on it, then next, offer a pay for deletion. You know, if it's a small debt collection account, if they say yeah, you're good about your life. If they say no, or if it's over $1,000 and it's just too much to pay, go through the credit repair process and you may have some pretty good success with that. Hopefully this has helped answer so many confusing questions when it comes to paying a debt collection account, or, you know, just simply not paying it. If you have any more questions in relates to this topic, please reach out to me at Sturgis Credit Repair. You can call me 225-243-9700, Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. through 6 p.m. Central Time.
If you use credit to improve your lifestyle and would like to share your story on the It Pays to Have Good Credit podcast, feel free to reach out to us at info@sturgiscreditrepair.com. Sturgis is spelled S-T-I-R-G-U-S creditrepair.com.